been a while since I've done just a regular ramble. I should start calling these coffee talk. I always have coffee when I gotta do these. But yeah, so I've been enjoying Patreon quite a bit. It's a little juggling to make sure everything gets done, but I like the response from you guys and girls, and I like doing it. I like being able to create things of my own imagination or of suggested imaginations and put them out there for you guys. So it's been real fun. Life gets a little hectic around this time of year. Thanksgiving and Christmas break. Kids are home a whole lot more. So if I seem a little stressed out, that would probably be why. It's not you guys. You're the fun part of work. But yeah, I have to do a lot more around these holidays and whatnot. I'm hoping come January, things will be on a nice even keel. What's new in my life? Not really much. My oven broke the other day. Stovetop type thing. A few of them still work. We went to order a new one and it can't get here till December, so we're just gonna get by with a couple stovetops and a convection toaster oven for Thanksgiving. Luckily, our friends actually offered to smoke our turkey, and I ordered pies from a different friend. So the only thing I have to really bake are rolls. So, and the rest of the stuff can be done on the stovetop. So that's good. I just need to work around having a very small oven for the next little while instead of having a big oven. So there won't be a whole lot of baking pictures and whatnot on Instagram from me for a bit. But hey, at least I have a stovetop that works and a small oven to use, because that would kind of suck, you know? I wonder people in the situation, like, what they would do. I guess borrow friends' houses to cook, or make up a bunch of meals and go over and cook them somewhere and then eat off those for the rest of the weeks. But that's over 2 weeks that it's going to take to get here. So kind of odd in my eyes. I mean, we could go with a lesser oven that would be here sooner, but I kind of want what I want and we can make do. So yeah, but it'll be nice to have an actual convection oven, a big one. And, it's a flat top stove, which is what I've been working with, but ours is like 20 years old, so yeah, time to replace it. What else has been happening? Not much, just, you know, day in, day out, normal stuff, kid stuff. I feel like I'm trying to write a letter to grandma and I can't think of anything, except you guys get the dirty stuff too, but yeah, you know what I mean. Not much is really going on. I'm really kind of putting my nose to the grindstone and trying to think of interesting ideas for you guys. Don't forget, you can come to me with ideas. I may not always use them, but I like hearing them. I've gotten quite a few more female patrons, which is kind of nice. So yeah, I'm taking some time to add some F4F content. I think you guys won't be too upset about that. But other than that, yeah. I think the thing I like the most about Thanksgiving has to be the turkey. I love meat, as you guys know, being a barbecue judge. Smoked turkey is the most amazing type of turkey I've had, and I've had, I think, almost all of them. I've had a deep fried turkey. I didn't cook it, but I had one, and that was really good, but I think smoked kind of takes the cake for sure. I mean, turkey in the oven always dries out, and this is like stays juicy and flavorful for days, and yeah. We're getting our turkeys from a butcher this year, which is different than I normally run around trying to find fresh turkeys a couple days before Thanksgiving, and it turns into a really fun exercise. So I'm glad that we kind of have them ordered and set a time to go pick them up and just set it and forget it type thing. That'll be a little easier on me. I will be doing that on Tuesday. We're actually doing our Thanksgiving on Wednesday because that's when my friend's smoker is available. So the day itself doesn't really matter for us. So it should be good. What else? Yeah, I really don't have much going on other than you guys. My troll is back. So that's fun. He's been commenting on a few people's other people's posts saying that, like, I hate 400 people and I'm paying for downvotes. And just to let you guys know, that's all lies. Like, I don't care about upvotes and downvotes on Reddit. I think it's a stupid process and a stupid way to handle this type of art. So I just don't give a fuck. Sorry for putting a fuck in a Safe for Work audio, but sorry. There you go. I don't hate anyone outright. There's a lot of people I don't like, but I don't care enough about them to hate them. And I would never go out of my way to make someone else feel bad like that. So if you hear any rumors about that or see anything posted, that's what it is. He's been taking the account of one of my mods for Darkside, Nocturnal Conspiracy. He spells it wrong or adds a letter or number at the end. So, yeah, that's not actually him. Even though he's one of my best friends, that's not him. So, if you see any troll comments, just feel free to please report them. The mods of most of the subreddits are pretty quick to take them down. Or send them my way, and I'll report them. I recently got someone posting my son's counseling series that I did with Caroline like way back in the day on Literotica. So kind of constantly battling people trying to steal my stuff. And I wouldn't mind so much if they put it up and didn't claim it to be theirs. If they just put it up and said, hey, this is Jay Wilde's, I probably wouldn't even care. But the fact that they always say, oh, this is mine, it kind of irks me. You know, I worked hard to do a lot of the stuff that I do, and I don't like it when people steal it. So that's kind of a constant battle, battling people talking bad about me. I think that just kind of comes with popularity, but what can you do, right? You guys love me, so that's what counts. I have a lot of people that talk positively about me too, so I try to look at that side over the negative. Anyway. So I'm going to end this life ramble because it's already over 7 minutes long, and I'm sure you guys will be like, no, we could listen to you talk all day. Yeah, I know, but it seems kind of boring to me. If you think of anything you want me to talk about, I know my AMA will be coming up soon, and those questions will be fun to answer. I'm going to definitely call that a coffee talk, get a big cup of coffee and answer all the questions. But yeah, if you think of anything you want me to talk about, let me know. If it's not too personal, I'll be sure to add it to my next ramble. And I hope you guys have a great holiday. And peace out. Talk to you later.